from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. Emotional testimony from former Trump advisor Hope Hicks, who took the stand in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York on Friday.
Hope Hicks, formerly one of Donald Trump's closest advisors, broke down on the witness stand Friday, moments after she told jurors that she believed Donald Trump wanted to avoid publicizing his alleged affair with Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. The judge excused the jury briefly as Hicks wiped her eyes and briefly left the courtroom. She apologized to the jury minutes later when she resumed a gentle cross-examination from Trump's lawyers.
That's ABC's Peter Haralambos. Trump's lawyers insisting Trump was seeking to protect his family. The first weekend in May marking the start of commencement ceremonies at many colleges. They come, though, amid a wave of pro-Palestinian demonstrations at universities across the country. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
After weeks of turmoil, college campuses on edge as several push forward with graduation ceremonies this weekend. The president of Columbia University speaking out in a video statement for the first time since calling in police to clear that campus building seized by protesters.
It was a violent act that put our students at risk, as well as putting the protesters at risk.
Students at Ohio State say they're relieved after seeing peaceful protest on campus this week.
It was good to see last night both sides cooperating with each other, and I think that's a really good sign going into Sunday.
A small number of universities have now reached agreements to end demonstrations, including Brown, Northwestern, and Rutgers. Authorities in Mexico say three bodies have been found during a search for three foreigners who went missing in Baja California last weekend. Prosecutors haven't yet confirmed whether the bodies are those of two missing Australians and a missing American who were apparently on a camping and surfing trip. Heavy storms slamming Texas. Tornado warnings issued in West Texas Friday night and then in Houston. Heavy rains prompting a number of high water rescues. You're listening to ABC News. Home buying continues to get more expensive as mortgage rates keep going up.
This is the fifth week in a row that we've seen these mortgage rates rise to 7.22%. But at the same time, we did see inventory starting to loosen up in certain parts of the country. Some more homes finally coming on the market. And the average listing price came down a little bit, about 0.5%, still, though, above $400,000. So again, this rise in mortgage rates sort of offsets any kind of a decline we may have seen in prices.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Authorities expanding an investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Catholic Church in New Orleans. ABC's Jim Ryan says the probe now includes senior church officials.
Investigators with the Louisiana State Police showed up with a warrant at the Archdiocese of New Orleans seeking church records and communications between local leaders and the Vatican. The AP says the warrant contains several new details about the sex trafficking investigation, including claims that some victims were sexually assaulted in a seminary swimming pool. The Archdiocese insists it's cooperating with investigators. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A judge on Friday forcing the Hawaii Attorney General's office to turn over to lawyers involved in hundreds of lawsuits following last summer's deadly wildfires all documents, interviews, and data collected by an outside team that was hired to investigate the disaster. Attorneys representing the plaintiffs had sued, asking the judge to compel the state to turn over the materials. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.